start your day by thinking, who do you love? Who do you love, baby? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I love the fact that you are here with us as we get started, waking up people with the ideas that are important to be discussed in terms of some of the things that are on news talk radio, news talk television, that sort of thing. We queue up all the issues of the day. Kent Kessler is here. He's been working feverishly through the night to put together a lot of the information that is a part of the conversation. Terror threats. Let's scare everybody. Or are the terrorists maybe better? The question here is, Kenny, are the terrorists scaring people? Are you afraid? How many people, raise your hands in the audience. How many people are afraid? 888-302-3684. Well, if you won the Powerball last night, you're not afraid of anything. Three winners last night. So then I got to divvy up the $400 million, right, among three people. What does that turn out to be? It's about
it had gotten up to almost $450 million.
All right, so $150 million each. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. A couple of different states involved. What were the states where there were winners?
Two in New Jersey and one in Minnesota.
Really? Two in New Jersey? Who would have thought that would have happened? Under the circumstances. It's nothing about, not saying anything about New Jersey. I'm just suggesting that in my memory, and I'm certainly not the guy who's an expert on this, but by the time the numbers get up to this high, a lot of people are interested, so you take a look at it, maybe you buy a few tickets. And I don't remember there being a time when there were two winners like this in the same state. Different locations in the state, right? Not the same store, to be sure.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You about... It's okay, hello. Congratulations. 888-302-3684. If you played, are you disappointed? It's part of what happens, boys and girls, when... you buy stuff like that. How much money did you spend? Is probably a pretty good question if you did buy Powerball tickets. In the meantime, let's get to the Middle East terror threats. Officials in Yemen claim they have foiled an al-Qaeda plot there to capture oil and gas facilities and seize a couple of their key ports. The plot does not appear to be connected to the earlier threat against U.S. embassies. Some online sources are claiming that U.S. officials intercepted what amounted to a conference call with more than 20 leaders of al-Qaeda, which is what led to the closure of 19 of the embassies all around the Middle East and Northern Africa, our embassies in the Middle East and Northern Africa. Intelligence officials here are denying that any sort of al-Qaeda conference call occurred, indicating this was instead a singular electronic interceptor. And the information came from Ed Snowden.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's awake and paying attention. Anderson Cooper talked to Josh Rogan from the Daily Beast about the chatter and the conference call.
I know you can only say so much because you want to protect, obviously, your sources and you're concerned about balancing your reporting with national security. That being said, CNN has spoken to a number of sources today, as well as terrorism experts, who say that 20-plus leaders of al-Qaeda communicating with each other at the same time on a conference call would be a big departure from how they, and specifically Zawahiri, operate. How do you respond?
Sure. Let's remember that this intercept of a communication between al-Qaeda's leadership in Pakistan and their leadership in Yemen was first reported by McClatchy. What we did was basically flush out the details of that communication, and what we learned was that this included representatives and leaders of al-Qaeda groups ranging from North Africa to Southeast Asia to you name it. What some officials have said on background to reporters today is that they took issue with the use of the term conference call. It's important to note that we withheld many of the details about exactly how al-Qaeda pulled off this communication at the request of our sources, but what I'm willing to share with you and your viewers right now is that it was not a phone call, that in fact al-Qaeda went to extensive means to set up what you might say is like a sort of a virtual meeting space. I'd rather not go into a lot more detail than that, and that they took very extensive measures to provide an environment for this meeting that they felt was secure. Of course, the U.S. intelligence community was able to crack that security, and I guess that's a credit to them in this.
Any ideas, Josh, why Zawahiri and al-Qaeda would take such a chance on communicating like this all together at the same time? We had Peter Bergen, terrorism analyst, on a couple nights ago. He said you could look at this as, if true, a sign of desperation almost, that al-Qaeda Central is reaching out to all these affiliates saying, do something.
Right. Well, what we know is that al-Qaeda's leadership in Pakistan uses various methods to communicate with its affiliates. They use couriers, carrying thumb drives. They have all sorts of things. But we also know that these conference calls have happened periodically over the years. Again, this is something that they believed was secure. In this case, they turned out to be wrong, and it wasn't secure. But this is sort of a meeting of all of the representatives to sort of cover a bunch of broad issues. So, yes, in a sense, they did take a risk in this instance, and it backfired. But that's not to say that it's unusual for them, because, of course, that is exactly what they and the U.S. intelligence community are doing every day, playing a game of cat and mouse where they try to set up interactions and the U.S. intelligence community tries to intercept those interactions. So, I would just also quickly say that it doesn't necessarily indicate that al-Qaeda is desperate. It may indicate that al-Qaeda is actually more cohesive and working more on a top-down leadership structure and in a more organized fashion than we previously realized.
I was kidding earlier about Snowden, but it is interesting to note, Kenny, that the National Security Agency is hunting around for messages that mention foreigners under surveillance, not just communications with the targeted individuals themselves. And so the plot thickens, as it were. Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what are people saying about the terrorist threat as they go back and forth? Or do our people involve themselves in that as much as they do some of the other things that are more important domestically? Although I guess this is considered to be a domestic story for sure.
John says this threat of al-Qaeda and closure of embassies is another gimmick to justify the U.S. spying activities after Edward Snowden's revelations.
It's pretty cynical, but I bet a lot of people agree with that. And if you think it through and you agree, you can communicate with us as you will. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe air muffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. What are we talking about? Well, we started working over the terror threats. Yemen's foreign minister confirming the country foiled a major al-Qaeda plot targeting oil infrastructure. The Minister of Foreign Affairs said the plot involved plans to blow up oil pipelines and attempt to take over cities that are vital to the nation's oil trade. Here is, as we continue to focus on this, from the point of view of a lot of the news talk radio stations and television programs that we monitor here, it's radio host Paul Westcott talking to national security expert K.T. McFarland about how serious this threat actually is.
This latest threat, which I've heard senators, Saxby Chambliss over this past weekend, as well as other members of the House, Peter King, coming out and saying that this is a grave threat, I mean a very serious threat, with over 20 embassies being closed down. What did you hear and see once that report came out?
Well, I think it is a serious threat. In my lifetime, and I've been at this for about 40 years, I've never seen this kind of an alert except immediately after September 11th. And there were two alerts. One was to close the embassies in 21 Muslim countries and basically close them until further notice and evacuate U.S. personnel out of the embassy in Yemen. The second thing, though, was a travel alert to all Americans traveling overseas saying, avoid transportation places like airports and bus terminals and train stations, and you know, be careful when you're in large public places like tourist attractions. I mean, what does that say? It says, okay, shut the door, stay home, huddle under the bed. You know, this is, maybe there is something to it, and there probably is, in which case, thank goodness we've warned people. Maybe there is something to it, and by warning everyone, we've basically foiled the attack. That's good, too. But if there's nothing to this, if it's just some political stunt, then I think we have a lot of explaining. Somebody has a lot of explaining to do.
And that's really, and that's my next question to you. I mean, once you say embassies closing down, once that report came out, I immediately thought with the rest of the country, and at least the thinking part of the country, said, oh, Benghazi. That makes sense. That sounds like something that's, you know, it sounds related. It sounds like maybe this is a real threat, or maybe we're just being extra precautious because of what happened.
Exactly. And that's good. I mean, I think an abundance of caution is a good idea in this case. But my concern is, okay, so we're going to close the embassy for a week. Well, Al-Qaeda can just say, great, we'll do our, put our thing off. We'll put our thing on hold for a week. We'll defer.
Exactly.
So we'll just wait and see. I mean, there's no way of prejudging this. But what makes me mad about the whole thing is, how did we get to this point? I mean, why is the most powerful nation in the world, you know, literally cowering under the bed? I think that by failing to go after the people who got us and killed Americans after Benghazi, by leaving the people who claim credit for it, by leaving them in broad open daylight in Benghazi, we really encouraged another attack.
Bingo. She's got it right on that score from my perspective. What about yours? 888-302 Doug also reported yesterday, Kenny, the drone strikes killed six alleged al-Qaeda militants. Communications between al-Qaeda's leadership over the weekend indicates that we got the why Yemen? I guess because it's the most open, I guess, of all of these Middle Eastern countries. So the embassies remain closed, as she said. Your calls on this coming up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
ودعن فرقد إنه الإسلام عاد في سبيل الله أبصرنا وأعلن الجهاد قم ودعن فرقد إنه الإسلام عاد في سبيل الله أبصرنا وأعلن الجهاد قم ودعن فرقد إنه الإسلام عاد في سبيل الله أبصرنا
translate this for us.
يا ليالي الظالمين يا هوان العابثين يا ضياع السنين قد أتى
Music being played for millions of Muslims who have started to celebrate the end of the fasting month of Ramadan with solemn sunrise prayers followed by high-calorie feasts to mark the holiest holiday in their calendar. It's also the anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. Made into Kuwait. Remember that? 1990, 23 years ago. They moved 200,000 troops into Kuwait. This is a small little country. Most people, I remember being there when I went over to Iraq. It's very interesting to see how it has changed. So Iraq declares Kuwait to be its province. President George Bush says nothing. Are you kidding? You have nothing to do with that. A line is drawn in the sand, literally, and American forces moved right into Saudi Arabia to kick him out, and that they did, and that was a good moment for us, in my opinion. 888-302-3684. That was the kind of involvement that we ought to be, and it was decisive, too. God love Schwarzkopf. Here's Marilyn in Missouri with thoughts on whether this is a real terror threat or not.
Sure, there's terrorist threats out there. There's always going to be terrorist threats out there. But since when is the Secretary of Defense let them leak out to the public? They've always kept that hush, 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 hush until it was, what, almost a code red or a yellow? This is all to get the control over the ammo and the guns so the American people can't defend themselves anymore because they don't want anybody to have the right to carry. The ones they should be going over after is all the gang members, okay? Then we wouldn't have to worry about any of this. But they want to control our ammo. They want to control the guns. They want to control and keep us in fear all at once. This is all way too much. And they, yes, it's in the newspaper. Yes, it's being leaked all at once. But it was never leaked before when it was really bad. So why is it being leaked out to us now?
That's a good question. 888-302-3684. Callers on the terror threat. Chris is in Georgia listening to Good Day.
You know, the big thing is these guys are getting funding. And a lot of that funding, I may be wrong, but a lot of that funding right there seems to me like it's coming from basically foreign aid that we're giving to these countries that are sitting here. As soon as we give it to them, I mean, they're just waiting to, you know, sit back and cut our throats. If you cut foreign aid off to these guys right here, you cut the you cut the head of the snake off and the body will follow. Those guys, like I said, they're money hungry and they're looking for outside resources to basically fund what they're doing over there. And by us giving them all the military equipment that we're giving them and then taking away some of the military and defense that we've got here is doing nothing but funding these guys and giving them what they want. And, you know, the United States and especially the current, you know, commander-in-chief needs to sit down and think about things like that because we're playing right into their hands and giving them, you know, the things that they need to keep going and succeed at doing what they're doing.
888-302-3684, opinions on how to handle terrorism or the terror threat. Red in Florida on Republicans in this whole
thing. Poor Obama, they're all about this Benghazi and what he didn't do, and now he does something, now he's overreacting, and all the Republicans are wanting to call in squealing and crying and whining. That's all they ever do. They want to shut the government down. What the hell's going on in this country?
That's a pretty good question, sir. And there are as many different opinions on that as there are political points of view or parties or maybe many more, because there are some people who don't need their party to tell them what to say or think, or they don't need a talk show to tell them what to say or think. What do you think of that? 28 past the hour. We'll move on to other items in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
Bakersfield, the new duets record from Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, features songs written by country music legends Merle Haggard and Buck Owens. Buck's Together Again is a standout track on the record. Paul explains how they arrived at the great steel guitar intro, and Vince explains what classic songs like Together Again mean to him and his fans.
Together Again is my favorite Buck Owens song. For me, it was a challenge, but I found a way to play from my heart. You know, I play it differently each time, but it all depends on how he sings each line as to what I say. And there's a real conversation going on this track.
Yeah, we had cut this that was basically done, and then week after week we'd sing it Monday nights with the Time Jumpers. And one night I might put a few more hot licks in it or whatever, and it inspired Paul, and he played a different opening. And I looked over and I said, that's got to be on the record. So he came back in and messed with the beginning, which is really magical.
I took his idea.
and just made it a little bit different.
Kind of what we do throughout the record.
You know, Together Again was the one that started the whole idea for this record in the first place. Just called it the club one night, and I said, man, I bet everybody would like to hear this song again. I sang it. We found an audience of people that have really been disenfranchised with the music that they love, you know, and that's not a knock on what everybody's doing today in the least. Do what moves you and press on. You know, I've never had a ill thought towards anybody trying to be contemporary or whatever they're going to try to do, you know, press on. But at the expense of losing the real traditional element of this music, that's where I had a problem. I'm sticking up for this music that I love. My next record may be as contemporary as anybody's out there. I don't know. But this one is... this is some stuff that I think a lot of people miss hearing.
Bakersfield, the new duets record by Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, is available now.
Visit us on the web at Insight Daily Radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Thursday, August the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler as we monitor what's going on in the world of conversation on the radio and on television. A lot of things that are in the news that are on people's minds. What's your idea about the way to handle situations like this? The rumors, the facts. What's real here? What are the facts? Well, part of the reality of the terror threats has to do with what the NSA is listening to, and because they've been so much in the news in the last month or so since Mr. Snowden left all of that information available for people to scrutinize, more people pay attention to what the NSA is doing, not just when it comes to the terror threats, but who's involved and what are they doing with the information. That comes back around to the circle of light. And we all do wonder, what the heck are they doing with the information of who's getting it and why they're getting it? So here's a host named Greg Bishop on his program that we monitor talking about the DEA being involved with the NSA in terms of surveillance.
Headline, U.S. directs DEA agents to cover up secret surveillance program used to investigate Americans. Secretive U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration unit is funneling information from intelligence intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and massive databases of phone records to authorities across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans. Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, documents reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly began, not only from defense lawyers, but also sometimes from prosecutors and judges. The undated documents show that federal agents are trained to, quote, recreate the investigation trail to effectively cover up where information originated. A practice that some experts say violates a defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial. Wouldn't be the first time that your constitutional rights have been violated. I mean, come on. It's becoming standard practice here in the wonderful free United States of America, right? It's just expected. It's commonplace now. We've become complacent. Now, the article gets really, really in-depth as to all the various agencies that the DEA works with in order to compile information for starting. Not just, you know, hey, we've got this suspect we're working with, an informant told us this, and we need to get more details, and those details includes possibly getting into their email, or maybe even tracking their cell phone data and all that stuff. So it's a lot deeper than just having an informant say, no, I know where a grow house is, or something to that effect. The way the Reuters article, what it states essentially is that the DEA is using intelligence gathered by NSA, CIA, FBI, IRS, DHS, and using that as its starting point.
888-302-3684. Listening to that, it came to me, Kenny, and I suppose maybe this is what makes sense. I don't know why I don't know if it sounds like I'm objecting to this, but how much of what is discussed is basically fodder that directly comes from another source? In other words, the things, and that's the very nature of what we call news talk radio, the talk about the news, but where does the news come from? How do people come up with their stories? What are they monitoring? Are there any original thoughts, any original work done? And I would suggest to you that the answer to that question is probably no. We're not positioned to do investigative work. These news sources are. As I look at the top headlines every single day, whether it be from the New York Times, from Reuters, the Wall Street Journal, ABC, CNN. I'm just going through all of my sources I have in front of me here. NBC, Fox, CBS, and Boston papers. Those are some of the things that I go through. Associated Press. So there isn't maybe an original thought here. Do we have original thoughts that come as a result of what we see and or think of what other people are thinking or writing about? Is that the nature of this? How do you make up, I'm asking Kenny, and I'm asking you, sort of in a rhetorical sense, how do you make up your mind what is the truth? How do you make up your mind about any of these things? Do these stories really make a difference to you? Is this really happening? And you've been in the radio business for a long time, so have I. I look at some of this stuff and I think, what garbage? But we are here to talk about stuff, not necessarily to make the news. And so I wonder how it is that we come up with our opinions, and it's usually based on what somebody else is thinking, not what we. What's the old expression? There are no original thoughts. No such thing as an original thought.
I feel like there is a kernel of truth in most of the stories that we get, but I cover a wide variety. I don't accept. I don't know if it's that I'm cynical or maybe a little jaded after lo these many years.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll look for a story, and if I see a story, say on Fox's website, I'll read it, and then I'll check CNN and MSNBC and see if they have the same story, or just do a search on it and see, depending if it's a local story, what some of the media outlets in that particular city have to say about it, and try and find a thread or two that appear in all the stories and feel like, okay, that part of it is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so jaded, and we're so used to hearing from everybody on up to the president who tell us something because that's what we want to hear, and it may or may not be true.
Yeah. We are jaded, no question about that. And one of the things that we get jaded about is the following, the situation with A-Rod and the suspensions and what he's really all about versus the public sort of a persona that he's presenting. Most people don't like him. That's evidenced by the booing that comes from these parks where the New York Yankees continue to lose, by the way. Is this thing something you can wrap yourself around? This is not really as much news. I mean, it doesn't affect anybody at all. It just is part of the American scene. We love baseball. We like to talk about the players. So that's why hosts like Rita Cosby spend time in this instance, talking to Pete Rose, who says that A-Rod deserves another chance.
What was your reaction to A-Rod in the midst of all this? And you, of course, went through your own controversies. What did you think when the suspension came down against A-Rod?
Well, you know, because I'm such a sports nut and watch so much TV and listen to radio, we kind of knew what was going to go on with the 12 guys. And, of course, A-Rod going to appeal his sentence. And we knew he was going to do that. And no one was surprised. But I'm kind of glad. I don't believe in the, lifetime, I guess, what would you call it, capital punishment. I don't believe in that, and I think everybody should be given a second chance. And I know what he's thinking. He's thinking that Bron got 65 games. Why not get 200 and some games? Because we personally did the same thing.
Did you think the suspension was fair? Did you think it was appropriate?
Well, Rita, I wish I could answer that question. If you break the rules, you have to have some kind of penalty. But I don't know what he did. You hear all this other stuff about how he tampered with this and he did that and he got other guys to go to the clinic and things like that. I don't know the facts, but it just seems like if you took PEDs once or twice and you get 200 games, because the rule says if you take it once, you get 50, you take it twice, you get 100, you take it three times, you get suspended for life. So I don't, you know, if they're within the rules or if they're not within the rules. Evidently, they don't think so, or they wanted to appeal it.
Pete, you know, is there a sense of here you got banned from baseball and he got suspended? Is there a little bit of like, well, wait a minute, why did I get banned and he, you know, you're
no,
so different?
Because I made mistakes and what I did is I lied at the beginning, which I shouldn't have did, and that's why I'm trying to get all these other players, younger players or veteran players, if you make a mistake, come forward as quickly as you possibly can, because everybody's going to be better off. And I'd like to be able to relay that message to a lot of baseball camps, a lot of people in the world of baseball. If they see what happened to me, they'll think twice before they break the rules, so to speak. So that's where we stand. But it's a different case, and I understand all about 1919 and what happened with the Black Sox scandal. I understand that, but I must tell you one thing is what I did was wrong, no question about it. What these guys are doing today is wrong, no question about that. But I had nothing to do with altering the records of baseball, and the records of baseball are sacred to baseball fans. That's why baseball cards are worth more than football cards.
Oh, I love him. He's Pete Rose. Oh, my God, my stories. Remember when I worked at the radio station in Cincinnati, he followed me after the suspension. I was on the air there doing afternoons, and after the suspension, he was hired by the radio station to do a sports talk show at 6 o'clock. So he'd come in every day, and we'd have interesting kibitz. He's practically speaking, not a learned man, but he's smart enough to know what his place is and how to survive. He is a survivor. Hi to our friends listening in Oregon this morning. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program down in North Carolina, South Carolina, in Pennsylvania, around the state of California and Texas. Hello to those in Ohio, all over the place there, in Utah, Salt Lake City. Hello in Las Vegas. Good morning. Kansas City, how do you do? In Florida, we're all over the place and happy to be. So a little bit more on the A-Rod situation, the suspensions, Major League Baseball, as we continue here on Good Day.
Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school. Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, more on A-Rod and drugs and Major League Baseball as we continue that conversation by listening to a radio program hosted by Preston Scott. Here he talks to the director of the Florida High School Athletic Association, Dr. Roger Deering, about same kind of performance-enhancing drugs showing up among high school athletes.
Can you chronicle for me the first time that you folks at the FHSAA kind of said, you know, we know it's out there, but we think we have a problem with schools and high school kids. When did this first show up?
Well, I'll tell you, off and on during the last couple of years, every once in a while we'll have a parent who will call our office and say, look, I'm worried that someone at my child's school on the team is handing out steroids to the players. We had a complaint from the Jacksonville area 2 years ago about a teacher or a coach who was putting some type of substance in the Gatorade when they were mixing the Gatorade. So, you know, it's always kind of been in the back of our mind. And I just want to also say this is that we've focused so much the last 2 or 3 years on training and education and concussion awareness and heat and hydration, the effects of that, two-a-days and those types of things. But really the drug issue is kind of like the elephant in the room. It's been there since the 60s, you know. It was there in the 60s and the 70s. And so what's happened now is when this thing broke with Major League Baseball about 2 weeks ago, our staff started talking and said, you know, we can't be naive enough to think that it's limited to just professional athletes. There have to be college students and probably high school students. And so with all the focus on concussion and heat and hydration, we said, you know what, we need to make sure everybody's continuing to focus on, drug abuse and the substances. We have a website that's got 75 different types of steroids, antibiotic steroids, and so forth that are performance-enhancing drugs that are banned from use in high school sports. If you use any of those, you would be in test positive. You'd be ineligible until you test clear. And so we asked for that press conference to make this everybody's awareness, and then all of a sudden on Monday, the Miami Herald breaks with a story that this Biogenesis group had high school students, or allegedly had high school students, high school parents of high school students, and maybe even some teachers or coaches who were customers of the Biogenesis Clinic. I think it brings it all to the forefront, and we can't be naive and complacent enough to believe that South Florida is the only place that could be happening or the only place that has those types of labs. As parents, as educators, as school administrators, we have to be vigilant and on guard and alert to look for the signs and prevent this type of abuse from happening. It's not good for kids whose bodies are just being developed.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
Those of you who are concerned that we are in the second week of August and a month from now we'll be past Labor Day and all the fun is over, time has gone very quickly. On the other side of that, there are a lot of people who are celebrating because Congress is on vacation. Those who are so cynical about, and with good cause, about those who are quote-unquote our leaders, include a couple of radio hosts, Debbie Monterey and Doug McEwen here, talking to Candy Crowley from her vantage point in Washington about Congress being gone for 5 weeks.
It might get a little quiet in the nation's capital, a five-week break for Congress, although even if they were in Washington, I'm not sure how much they'd be getting accomplished, Candy.
This much is true. Somebody asked me if I thought Congress deserved a break, and I said, I don't know if they deserve one, but it's apparent they need one. We now have the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Harry Reid, on the Senate floor telling everyone to sit down and shut up. So, you know, school's out. It's time for them to go home and hear from their constituents. I suspect you will hear about a lot of town hall meetings this summer. They tend to be interesting sort of thermometers on how the public is feeling.
I got an email which quoted Michael O'Brien, who's with NBC News, saying that Congress has only passed 15 bills that have become law this year, putting it on pace to be even less productive than the preceding Congress when 23 laws were passed. And by the way, one of those 15 bills that became law was one regarding naming the new Missouri River Bridge to Illinois and back after Stan Musial. Hard hitting.
Hey, I like that that they named that after Sam Musial. I think that's great. But, yeah, listen, the last Congress was, if you measure it by bills passed, and I will tell you that Republicans will say to you, wait a second, for us, productivity is stopping bad bills. So, yeah, you can count all you want about what was and wasn't passed. We think our success has been in stopping some of these most egregious things from happening. So there is that point of view. But there is also that if you measure Congresses by bills passed, the last one, which ended in December of last year, was the least productive in like decades. We can't, obviously, the partisanship up there is intense. It's as bad as I've seen it. I just don't know what breaks the fever.
I don't know whether you're in agreement with me, Ken, on this. Candy Crowley leaves me cold. She's not authoritative. She's not pronounced. She's not very, or she doesn't come across as being, I don't know, is it bright? She's bothered me for a long time because she's very obvious in her bias. Or I read it, obviously, and she doesn't do much for me. What does she do for you? Anything?
Not a lot, but I don't notice that much of a difference between her and many of the talking heads on TV.
All right, well, let's get another one here. Jamie Dupree is on with host Joe Kelly talking about more or less the same thing.
One thing we're unlikely to hear from House or Senate members is, man, we need this break because we worked so hard this session.
Yeah, I just don't even start with me on that. It's just been, in fact, a colleague of mine from CNN, as I wrote in one of my blogs today, she went back and painstakingly looked at just the last 5 years. I'd like to look at the last 25. And 2009 compared to this year, at this point in time, right now, at this point, as lawmakers were getting ready to leave for their August break in 2009, the Senate had worked 24 more days that year than they have this year. That's almost five full weeks.
Wow.
And the House had worked 19 more days. That's almost four more weeks. So as I was interviewing lawmakers today, even a number of Republicans quietly sort of smiled at me after I turned off the microphone and acknowledged that, yeah, they probably should just work a little more and actually do their budget bills and get those done, because this will be the 19th straight year that the Congress has not gotten its budget work done on time, and that encompasses both parties being in charge.
Has either chamber gotten anything done?
Well, I mean, in terms of the budget. Student loan interest rate bill done, but that's about it for the last couple of months. I see the Senate approved a bunch of bills last night naming post offices, so I assume those are going to the president. But realistically, this has been a year in which neither chamber has been in that much. Neither chamber has really burned the midnight oil. And we're sort of just at gridlock on everything. Now, you can point the finger of blame at whichever side you want to, but that's just sort of where we are.
Well, so we've got them back in our home districts. Are they going to hear an earful about that, or does, I mean, do we even really care? A lot of folks are happy. Hey, they're not passing anything.
No, I think that's true. And I think also that, look, we're a divided country right now, and one side buys the argument that it's the other side's fault and vice versa, and there's not much sort of in between. And I think, obviously, the August break, the Democrats really hope to create a big furor over the lack of action on immigration reform. Republicans hope to create a big furor on the Obama health law and other things. So we'll see who wins this battle of strategies in the August recess.
One thing's for sure, we lose 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.